for Connecticut Public Radio. I'm John Henry Smith. Now, there's just over a month left until the federal eviction moratorium designed to keep people struggling financially in their homes during the pandemic expires. Now, that means, of course, the floodgates could open wide as early as August 1st, or sooner if the state sticks with its plan to end its moratorium by July 1st for a wave of evictions. Now, someone who's been paying close attention to this is Bruce Marks. He's the CEO and founder of Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, or NACA. Bruce, give us a quick summary of how your organization could help people who might find themselves in trouble when this eviction moratorium ends.
Absolutely, John. So what we're able to do is to work with both the homeowners who cannot make the mortgage payments. And we're able to do a forbearance with them, with their lenders, and to work with them or to access the large amount of government monies out there. And we're able to work with tenants who are at risk of eviction, again, to counsel them and to help them, you know, get access to the funds that are out there.
So you think you touched on both tenants and mortgage holders. I understand the Center for Disease Control, I understand their definition of eviction doesn't prohibit foreclosure on a home mortgage. So are we seeing that? Is that an equal problem as you see it?
You know, we did a huge amount during the mortgage crisis in terms of we ended up modifying over 250,000 homes out there for the homeowners. So, you know, we have a long track record, John, of helping homeowners save their homes. And what's different now with this crisis is that there's better solutions out there that are provided by the lenders and by the government, where they put the payments on the back end. So it's a forbearance. So instead of when someone goes back to work and get their income, they don't have a higher mortgage payment. They have the same mortgage payment because their missed payments are put on the back end. But the cliff, the tsunami that's coming, is for the tenants, because when that eviction moratorium ends, it is going to be just a disaster out there, because these landlords, and you know, there's one thing that's one of the truisms in life: when you have a non-occupant landlord, meaning you know sure, they don't live in the same building as their tenants, you know, they're just after the money, and you see them even breaking the laws now, just gearing up to do massive evictions. But there's money out there from the government, tens of billions of dollars, that can be good for the landlord and, most importantly, good for the tenants. And we got to make sure that people that need that money, the low and moderate income tenants and, you know, minority tenants, that they get access to that money. But, you know, NACA is in a unique position to, you know, provide that assistance. And we were in the forefront of doing, as I said, during the mortgage crisis. And I just got to add one thing, John. One of the ways we are able to do this is we have agreements with the major lenders out there. And it was tough to get it with from Jamie Dimon, who's now head of, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase, was that we did a massive event called the Save the Dream event in Stamford, Connecticut. And, you know, we were working at that point with Dan Malloy, who was the mayor of Stamford. But we had over 3,000 people. Well, Jamie Dimon lives just outside of Stamford, Connecticut. And we went there and we protested where he lives. And he lives in this complex of houses on a hill with a 13-foot-high fence around it. John, we had to do an amphibious assault because he lives on a lake to get to him to make sure that he understands and understood that he cannot foreclose on working people. And within 24 hours of preparing for that event, we got an agreement with Jamie Dimon. I'm sorry to go off on that tangent, but I know you're based in Connecticut, but sometimes you got to do the work in various ways. And that's how one of the ways we got this agreement with Jamie Dimon, as well as other lenders out there. Some the easy way, some the hard way.
So real quick, I mean, your organization, I mean, are you for profit? Are you nonprofit? What's in it for you to do this work on the behalf of people who need help?
So we are the largest not-for-profit organization in the country. We're HUD certified. So out of 1,700 counseling agents in the country, we're one. We do 31% of the counseling in the country for both homeowners and for home buyers and for renters. Plus, we provide the best mortgage in this country. Factually, John, it's the best. So if I was to say to you that everybody can get a mortgage with no down payment, no closing costs, at a below market fixed rate, and today's rate is 2% for a 30-year fix, 1.375 for a 15-year fix, and we don't consider someone's credit score, and we have $20 billion committed to this one mortgage product, I think you would say it sounds too good to be true. What's the scam? But the reality is we've been doing this for, you know, 30 years now, and we have an unbelievable track record. And with that one mortgage product, we have one of the lowest foreclosure rates in the country. The foreclosure rate is 0.0012, about 0.01%. So that's what we do as a nonprofit homeownership and advocacy organization.
So a couple more questions, just in general about the way that the federal reaction has gone, I mean, to keeping people in their homes during this pandemic. I mean, is it your view that it has been done effectively, efficiently, or no?
Oh, I think it's been done very effectively. That, you know, I was really concerned that, you know, it was such a disaster during the mortgage crisis starting in 2008, that the HAMP program was a disaster, the other government programs were a disaster, and 3 million predominantly minority homeowners lost their homes when they shouldn't have lost their homes during the mortgage crisis. And what they learned was that you don't want to modify mortgages when someone doesn't have income to pay. You don't want to put people on a payment plan when they don't have the income to pay, even at a lower payment. What you want to do is you want to take those payments and put it on the back end as a forbearance. And the government did an outstanding job of doing that in this crisis. And, you know, so I give them a lot of positive feedback on that.
Of course, and the big controversy always in Connecticut is about affordable housing or the lack thereof, particularly in the western part of the state. What is your take on why it seems so difficult to get a preponderance of affordable housing in desirable communities, and what should be done?
Well, you know, when you look at what built the white suburbs after World War II was the no down payment VA mortgage. And when I say the white suburbs, because that was not available to people of color. So what NACA is doing is we're taking that same concept, full document underwriting, not using people's credit score, because, you know, people, you know, have sometimes low credit score because they don't have access to conventional financing, or because they might have medical bills that they can't afford that bring down the credit score. So let's go back to no down payment mortgages, character-based lending. When you look at a borrower's overall circumstances, yes, you're pulling their tri-merge credit report, yes, you're documenting everything, but you're not using just the credit score to determine whether they qualify. So you do that, and that's what NACA does, and that's how we're able to do, you know, billions and billions of dollars in lending. And so that's what I think is necessary, John. I think the mortgage lending out there, you see the big banks getting out of lending. You're seeing the lenders being more and more restrictive on their lending requirements. And I think we have to open that up, and then we have to start building affordable housing, because the government has gotten out of the business of building affordable housing.
So if I'm listening and I'm a renter who is facing being put out of my home when this moratorium ends, I might be listening to this saying, well, this guy deals in mortgages and I can't even afford rent. So that guy probably can't help me. What do you say to that person?
that you would need to contact NACA. You need to either go to our website at NACA.com. You need to call us at 425-602-6222, because there's a lot of money out there for rental assistance. And so you need to access that money. The other thing I'd say to people who are renting is that the good and the bad. The bad is rents are very high. The good is that you can often get a mortgage for less than you're paying in rent. So there's the opportunities out there. Yes, there's a limited supply of affordable housing in some areas, but then you can go through NACA or other programs to purchase a house and get money to renovate the house. So the opportunities out there, and frankly, I think with what the government's doing, there'll be more and more opportunities. But if you're a homeowner with an unaffordable mortgage, you got to come to NACA. If you are a renter, same thing. And if you want to purchase, the same thing. And if not NACA, go to another HUD-certified counseling agencies, because they do good work.
All right. Well, he is Bruce Marks, the CEO and founder of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime, John.